I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, a look back at the NCAA tournament game that saved the long shots from extinction. But first, for the week's news, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce. He's in San Antonio this week. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
After the first 16 games of March Madness, ESPN tweeted that less than 0.2% of the more than 11 million brackets submitted to their website were still perfect. I assume most of the rest of the brackets were busted when number 14 Mercer beat number 3 Duke on day 2, but are ESPN readers bad at guessing, or was day 1 an especially unusual day?
Well, day one wasn't especially unusual. It was pretty much what happens the first weekend of the tournament, and most of that stuff usually happens on the second day of competition. But day one, as day one, was very unusual, and I guess Warren Buffett can keep his money in his pocket.
Along with all his other money.
That's in the other pocket.
Sixth seed Ohio State lost to 11th seed Dayton on Thursday, prompting much sadness on behalf of Ohio State fans. The front page headline in the Dayton Daily News read simply, "The University of Dayton." Gee, I wonder what that was all about.
Oh, that's terrific. I give the whoever wrote that headline should get a raise and perhaps be named king.
On the women's side, President Barack Obama has picked the University of Connecticut to beat Notre Dame in the final. Boy, the leader of the free world is really out there on a limb picking that one, huh?
I can't imagine the kind of courage that takes.
In pro basketball news, New York beat the Indiana Pacers on Wednesday night, so Phil Jackson has fixed the Knicks, right?
He's absolute genius. What can I tell you? Indiana's just basically trying to get to the playoffs at this point, and the Knicks are actually playing for something. This didn't surprise me at all.
Now that the Zen Master is in residence in New York, the Knicks have begun offering Phil Jackson retro T-shirts. So they're paying Jackson $60 million. The T-shirts are going for $34 a pop. I'm not that good at math. How many shirts does the team need to sell?
Why are you asking me this? Are you trying to embarrass me in front of our millions of listeners? I have no idea.
Me neither.
I'll be over here carrying the five while we do the rest of the segment.
Cincinnati Reds pitcher Aroldis Chapman got hit in the head by a line drive during spring training on Wednesday, Charlie. The good news is that he's apparently going to be okay. The bad news is that the protective cap Major League Baseball has approved for pitchers apparently wouldn't have helped at all. In this case, time for a full face cage?
You wonder, because this one took him right in the middle of the face. And, you know, it was so bad that they actually canceled the game. So, I mean, I think there will be a push for, you know, the possibility of pitchers wearing face masks.
This week, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim traded Matt Socia to the Cubs for Trevor Gretzky, neither considered a top prospect, but those names are kind of familiar.
Yeah, aren't they, though? It's Mike Socia, the manager of the Angels' son, and, of course, Wayne Gretzky's son, Trevor, who somehow became a baseball player. You know, causing generations of Gretzky's to spin in their graves under the tundra of the Canadian provinces. I mean, it's a nice story. Neither kid is apparently a top prospect, but Mike Socia was very grumbly about it when he was asked about it.
The Houston Texans have traded veteran quarterback Matt Schaub to the Oakland Raiders for a late-round pick. I guess veteran quarterbacks go cheap these days.
Well, I think you've got a couple of things going on here. Number one, Oakland's got a ton of money to go through free agency. They're turning into the land of misfit toys at this point. Secondly, Houston might be looking at Johnny Manziel to revive a lot of things about that franchise, including its gate receipts.
Joel Quenneville of the Blackhawks became just the third NHL coach to reach the 700 win mark when Chicago beat the St. Louis Blues on Wednesday night. Can you name the other coaches with more than 700 wins?
Let's see. I know one of them has got to be Scotty Bowman.
Right.
Because he won everywhere he went. The third one's probably a bit of a stumper. I mean, my inclination is to go with one of the guys who played in the Iron Men and Wooden Ships days of the NHL, but...
Think tree.
Think tree. What kind of a tree would I be? Oh, Al Arbor.
There you go.
There we are. Good clue, Bill.
I think I have a future as a quiz show guy.
You don't want to get into that. It's a jungle out there.
The NHL is talking expansion again, Charlie, and I guess they've learned to stick to the cities that have actual winters because one of the candidates is Las Vegas. Wait, what?
Oh, God. Honest to God, and as my father used to say and his father before him, Gary Bettman could screw up a two-car funeral. I mean, he's just, you know, absolutely saved the league from the horror of having teams in the American South, and now he's going to drop a team in Vegas?
What could go wrong, really?
What could possibly go wrong with having players hang out in casinos?
Horse trainer Steve Asmussen's nomination for his Sports Hall of Fame has been tabled after an undercover investigation by PETA alleged Asmussen and his assistant used electronic buzzers to shock horses to make them run faster and also medicated injured horses so they would pass inspections by vets. Is this business as usual at the track or something especially egregious?
Well, I think in a general sense, it's business as usual. This is particularly egregious, and good for PETA for revealing this before this guy went into the Hall of Fame.
Finally, Charlie, I'm sure you saw the video of the young Carolina Panthers fan who was undone when the team released his favorite player, receiver Steve Smith. But just in case you didn't see that, here's what the kid sounded like in a video made by his father.
Who are we going to cheer for on Sundays now?
Gavin Simone, that little boy, was rewarded for that behavior when Steve Smith, now with the Baltimore Ravens, joined him on Good Morning America and gave him a jersey. What exactly is the message for all children listening?
Stay away from your parents if they're carrying video cameras.
That's good. I like that, too, but I don't like rewarding temper tantrums too much.
Well, Steve Smith probably was very flattered by it, but I still say stay away from your parents if they're carrying video cameras because you'll wind up on Good Morning America.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.